changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
Today I want to ask your help with something, and I'm calling this "And the Winner Is." The power in the Complaint-Free Life program is multiple, and I'm not here trying to pitch it. I'm just telling you that we've got people who have joined the Complaint-Free Life program 6 years ago who are still members every single month. Have they completed the 21 days? Many already have. They've gone 21 days in a row without complaining, and they stay in this group because this group is a positive connection. I'm reading a book on how to help people when you create a movement like we have created with the Complaint-Free Movement, how to get people to stay committed, stay involved, and also spread the movement. If it's a really, really positive movement like this is, it's life-changing to get people to focus on and to become aware of how much they complain, because the average person complains 15 to 30 times a day and has no awareness they're doing. So the goal of the Complaint-Free Life program, when I originally created this, I saw it as a way for people to ask me private questions, which does not seem to happen a whole lot. It does occasionally. People will say, "Hey, Will, da-da-da-da-da-da-da." And I answer those questions first. Those are the things that these are the people that I put the most focus on, because these are the people who have really made a commitment, and I'm seeing this change in their life. And so many of them have shared with me the transformation that has happened for them. And I want to take this to the world even more so. So I was talking with somebody yesterday, and he's like, "Well, you've already reached 13 million people." I'm like, "Yeah. And you know what our goal is? 78 million. We've changed it. You know why? The population of the world has changed. If we can get 1% of the world, just 1% of the world, to become aware of the amount of complaining that they are doing, and as a result, to complain less over time, can you imagine the impact that's going to have on the consciousness of our planet? Nothing, I think, is more positive and transformational than getting a person to just stop walking around and bitching about life all the time. Can you imagine the numbers of complaints that will be diminished when we get to 1%? So I established this Complaint-Free Life program. I recorded all these videos. I flew out to Portland, and for days I shot videos of training to help people fully understand why we complain, to work at this from multiple levels. We work at it from a behavioral angle. We also work at it from an attitude angle. We also work it from a logic angle by feeding our minds with understanding. So I created this program, and then I discovered the real power in the program. The power in the program comes when people support each other. And here's why. And here's what I mean by support. I really mean accountability. As I'm reading this book on how to spread movements, I look back at what was the number. You've got to figure out what was the key. What was the change? What was the thing? What was the linchpin? They call it the big domino. What was the big domino that fell, that started this movement? Was it when I stood up on Sunday morning and challenged people to go 21 days in a row without complaining? No, I don't think so. Was it when I handed out the complaint-free bracelets and inspired people to put them on and switch the bracelet every week? No, I don't think so. What happened was people held me accountable. I stood up in front of 250 people, is all it was, and said, "We are going to be a ripple of no complaining that spreads around the world." You can go back and watch my original sermon. Somewhere, I'm sure it's there. We are going to be a ripple of no complaining that spreads around the world. And as a result of my saying that, everybody who walked into the church on Monday said to me, How many times have you switched your bracelet? Is your bracelet still on the same wrist? How's the no complaining thing going? Are you switching your bracelet? That's all people wanted to talk to me about. They held me accountable. Every Sunday when I stood up, and Saturday nights, because we were doing three services back then. I don't do any now, but we were doing three services. And everybody would look at me as I stood up on Sunday morning in my wrist and say, how many times have you switched the bracelet? They were literally asking me. It was like being heckled in church. And so I began to self-disclose. Their accountability allowed me to be the first one to go 21 days in a row. If I had not had that accountability, that was the thing. That was the thing. If you know, if you're on a, the reason Weight Watchers works is because of the accountability. You have to not only weigh in, you weigh in front of somebody, and usually in front of several people. That's the way it was when I did it 40 years ago and lost 100 pounds. It's the accountability. And then you stand up and you talk about how you're doing in the meeting, and people support you. So I want you to take a look at a video that was created by the people in the Complaint Free, by us, with images for the Complaint Free Life group. So 6 weeks ago, I invited everyone in the group to post what day they're on in their 21-day challenge. Remember, there's no shame in day one. And I invited them to post creatively and to post regularly. Those were the criteria. Post creatively and regularly. And as a result, that person gets to take a deep dive into what I call my prize closet. My prize closet is literally anything that I have created. And I've created a lot of things. I've written 5 books, 4 of which have been international bestsellers. The only reason the 5th one is not an international bestseller is that it has not been published yet in a foreign country. So that's an option. Any one of my 5 books, any program I've created, my meditation program, my complaint-free life program, which they're already a member of, my complaint-free parenting program, complaint-free business program. I've got a lot of opportunities to help people improve their lives. So here comes the video. I'm going to share this. Miroslav put this together. I asked him to be an unbiased judge and to go through the Complaint Free Life program for the last 6 weeks, look at the people who posted most often, look at the people who posted most creatively, and then he pulled them together. I selected their best posts, and now I want you to vote. So in the comment section, after you watch this, tell me just who you think. You'll see their names repeatedly. Tell me who you think should the winner be. And as a result, and if you're in here with me today, it's okay to vote for yourself, all right? It's just like a class election. Here we go with the video.
A complaint-free world. Now 21 days is the goal we're trying to meet. While it's hard to not complain, it's an attitude to beat. Where so many men and women, younger boys and girls, we all want to live a complaint-free life and world. Yeah. From US to Canada, Germany, Japan, there is less complaining than in Singapore and Ireland. Millions of people from all over the globe just call this fever for complaintfreeworld.org. And we say no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world.
All right, so please give me your comments. I have put a link down there that you will see to the Complaint Free Life program if you'd like to find out more about that. But I really want you to vote. Tell me about who you think should win. Let's go back. Jennifer says, good morning. Alana says, oh, no, my Bitmoji probably doesn't look all that much. I'm going to take a few minutes while all of you vote. Alana says, Elena or Alana, my apologies. Give me some phonetics here. I love the group. She's a part of the Complaint Free Life group, and it is really inspiring. It's that holding one another accountable. Judy Ott says, good morning, Judy. Good to see you. Howling at the moon. Awesome. So everybody be sure and vote. Take a moment and vote. Just put the name down that you think is the winner. Michelle Doherty says, good morning. Ed Wilmot is wishing everybody a positive Wednesday. There's Daniel Ritzy. He is with us live, and you saw his repeated posts. Unfortunately, Daniel, I think some of his, not unfortunately, but I think some of Daniel's most creative posts were actually a little bit before the contest when he was posting things in chocolate. But Daniel is definitely one of the most consistent people. So I'm looking as I'm working down. I'm waiting on you all to tell me who your votes are for. Jerome Johnson, there's my buddy Jerome, says, good morning, everyone, and fun times. Mark Gleason says, great message. Keep up the great work. One of the things I want you to get is the importance of accountability and no matter what you're doing. However, you've got to make sure that person is really going to be an accountability partner for you. Here's what I mean. I have had fitness accountability partners. Keep voting, please. I have had fitness accountability partners in the past. And by that, I mean that we share with each other how much exercise we did and what we eat. And you've got to find someone who is equally committed as you are. I have a very good friend who has an accountability partner for exercise. Their goal is to get up every Tuesday morning and Thursday morning and go to yoga. However, what they find is that one of them always has either an issue or they're hungry or they're tired or whatever, and one of them actually brings the other one down. This is what the Jumpstart was, To You Love God was about this morning, that we become like the people we are around. So if you've got an accountability partner, you've got to make sure that that person is truly holding themselves and you accountability. What happens with this person who she and her friend are supposed to go do yoga, instead, what they always end up doing is going to the corner cafe in Kansas City where they sell cinnamon rolls, I kid you not, that are this big. They have biscuits and gravy that go off the side of the platters. And being vegan, it's been forever since I've eaten there. However, the portions are enormous. So instead of holding each other accountable, they use each other as excuse partners. In the Complaint Free Life program, we don't allow excuses. We hold everyone accountable, but we also understand that we're trying to change something, complaining, that most of us have absolutely no awareness that we are doing. So that is the reason to join the group, and I invite you to join it if you would. Here is the link right here. Just find out more about it. Become part of the group. You can check it out for free for 30 days. All right, let the voting begin, the tallying begin, and we're not going to, no lawsuits over this, okay? All right, Jerome says, Ashley Day, he believes won. Elena is voting for Wendy. Elena is voting for Wendy Babcock. And let's see who else is. Our votes are coming in. Ashley Day says she's voting for Trish. Paula is voting for Daniel Ritzy, Mr. Ritzy. And let's see, Michelle Doherty is voting for Ashley Day. Right here, Judy Ott is voting for Wendy Babcock. I love that. Wendy Babcock, the clip from the Minion movie, LOL. You know, I wondered, and I still need to ask Wendy how she did that, because it's actually a video. One of the challenges with Wendy's posts were many of them were videos, and I didn't really feel like I could add those to the video. And I'm not trying to talk you into it. I'm just telling you, this is some of the creativity that these people go to. I remember one of them, Wendy, said something about, I'm trying to remember it, but it was like, well, before she was painting, I think, her house. And she said, wait, before we do this, we have to go dance, I think it was, or exercise or whatever it was. And then all of a sudden there's a cut and she's exercising and then she's back. So this is the kind of creativity. This is the kind of bond that the people in this group have. And I invite you to check it out. There's always room for more people. If we're going to create a complaint-free world and we're going to get 78 million people, then we need to start with you. So check it out if you would, and if you haven't already. I'm going to is there anybody else who wants to comment? Great. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give this 24 hours. That means between now and 8:21 on December the 10th, please take a moment and vote. Tell me who you think. And if you would like, I'm going to show the video one more time, and then I'm going to say goodbye for the day and look forward to being with you. But take a second, watch these wonderful people. And like I said, check out the group if you'd like to join. Take good care. Enjoy today. And I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
A complaint-free world. Now 21 days is the goal we're trying to meet. While it's hard to not complain, it's an attitude to beat. Where so many men and women, younger boys and girls, we all want to live a complaint-free life and world. Yeah. From U.S. to Canada, Germany, Japan, there is less complaining than in Singapore and Ireland. Millions of people from all over the globe just call this fever for complaintfreeworld.org. And we say no more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high. Creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high. Creating a complaint-free world. No more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high. Creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high. Creating a complaint-free world. No more.